I'd rather serve God than man. You know, there are some striking similarities between the life of Daniel and that of Jacob's son, Joseph. Both of them prospered in foreign lands after interpreting dreams for their rulers, and both were elevated to high office as a result of their faithfulness to God. After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, besieged Jerusalem, he chose noble men from Israel, royal household, who showed an aptitude for learning, to be trained in many ways of the Babylonians. After their 3 years training, they would be put into the king's service. Daniel, whose name means God is my judge, and his three countrymen from Judah were chosen and given new names: Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Babylonians most likely gave them new names that were completely disassociate them with their Hebrew roots, to hasten Daniel and his friends into the Babylonian customs. You know, once slaves were brought over from Africa, they gave them American names instead of their country name, to disassociate them from Africa. Daniel and his compadres proved to be the wisest of all the trainees. And at the end of their training, they entered the service of King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel's the first sign of faithfulness to God was when he and his three friends rejected the rich food and wine from the king's table because they deemed it a defilement to their bodies, and they became vegetarians. And as they helped improve, they were permitted to continue with their chosen diet. They did not change to please the king, neither did they change just to fit in with the crowd, but they stood on their belief. In their education, the four men from Judah became knowledgeable in all Babylonian matters. And Daniel was given by God the ability to understand dreams and visions of all kinds. It was Daniel that saved him and his friend lives by interpreting the king of Babylon's dream. Daniel said the king's dream was about a giant statue that was destroyed by a stone cut out of a mountain. The statue represented the kingdom of the earth. The stone cut out of the mountain represented the kingdom of God that would fill the earth. The king knew that Daniel spoke the truth. But then I take you find Daniel just doing what he was assigned to do. He was appointed by King Darius to be one of the governors of his kingdom. He was one of the three who were chosen to do so. And each governor had their own territory to control. But the Bible says, this Daniel is preferred above the president and the prince, because an excellent spirit was within him. This Daniel found favor in the king because of his excellent spirit that was on the inside. And the king thought to set him over the whole kingdom. We need to learn Teresa Ann. It begins with having the right spirit inside of you. Sometimes it's not what you say, but how you say it. You cannot sow hate and looking to reap love. Can I get a witness here? But my question is, what Daniel do so wrong as to land him in the lion's den? Did Daniel kill somebody? Did he steal all the money? What did he do to land him in the lion's den? Why are we as a people are so jealous of one another? As soon as someone is getting on their feet, they finally can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We start talking about them and hoping that they will land flat on their face, wishing the worst upon them. I heard somebody say, misery loves company. The sad part is the person that you help the most. The one that will smile in your face and stab you behind your back. Those are the folks you need to watch. Listen, I have tried to help people. Lord knows I have. I worked for energy for 40 years. And in those 40 years, I tried to help somebody. I recommended them for a position. And when they got hired, they start making a little money. Those same people talked about me behind my back. And how do I know this? Because the boss they were talking to was my friend. He called me and said, Jackson, but they called me MJ. MJ, you recommend it. Lord have mercy. This guy. And he talked about you up one side and down the other. Lord have mercy. We forget who gave us the help and the strength. We forget about God and give him the glory for opening up doors in our lives. You know, I don't care how much money you make, it's never going to be enough. I had a member by the name of Sister Beatrice Butler. She was 90-something years old. And she used to say it, she said, trying to hold a fist full of sand. She said, the tighter you hold it, the more the sand will come to you. Lord have mercy. But I stopped by to tell you this morning, God is not more. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap it. Dr. King once said that the richer we have become materially, the poorer we become morally and spiritually. We have learned to fly in the air like birds and swim in the sea like fish, but we have not learned the simple art of living together as brothers. Again, I ask myself, what Daniel did so wrong that landed him in the lion's den? All he did was he was excellent in his job. He was favored by King Darius so much that the king wanted to put him over the whole kingdom. But because of his enemies, jealousy, and envy, they hated him so much that they wanted him killed. Let me read you this quote from Louis Farrakhan. he said these words. An envious person is the worst kind of person because they will kill you. They will betray you into the hands of your enemies to see you in an uncomfortable position, because they hate you not because you are a bad person, but they hate you because of who and what you are. Because they want it for themselves. And they are not happy with you or for you. And if they can't take it from you, they will try to destroy your character. Yeah. Reason why people are jealous of you is because they fear being replaced. Wow. You are humble and have a kind spirit. You are successful. You are the best at what you do. You do not need man's approval. You have enough faith in God to believe that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But in the text, president and the princess, they got together. Find some old scandal or skeleton in Daniel's closet, something in his life that could use, that they can use against him. But they couldn't dig up anything. They found no fault in this man. Just like Pontius Pilate said about Jesus. He said, I'm trying him, but I find no fault in this man. You know, if people can't find no fault, and you know the next thing, they'll make something up. if they can't find a lie, they'll tell them. So they finally, gave up. Said, we're never going to find anything against Daniel unless we can make up something. I heard he was very devoted to his God. He was very devoted to his God. So they conspired together again and then went to the king and said, King Darius, live forever. The folk wanted to do something, they'll pump you up quick. Man, how you doing? How you doing, man? You looking good. The Lord is blessing you. Amen. You got $20. They pump you up. Yes. Something coming behind you. Uh-huh. All of your, they told the king, listen, all of your leading officers, your leading officials that have agreed that the king should issue the following decree. For the next 30 days, no one is to pray to any other god except you. Anyone who disobeyed this decree will be thrown in the lion's den. And poor King Darius, he wanted to thank me. He said it sounded good. And he issued a decree. And he made it unconditional, as if it was written in stone like the laws of Moses. So King Darius agreed and he signed this decree. But when Daniel learned that the decree had been signed, he went to his house, knowing that if he was caught praying to his God, he would be thrown in the lion's den. Daniel's mind was made up. He wasn't going to please man. Because if it wasn't nobody but God that brought him safe thus far. Nobody but God who touched the heart of his captors and saw something inside of him. They even knew that going to his house would be a tragic mistake. But Daniel trusted in the Lord. that I'm about to tell you this morning. No matter what you're going through in your life, put your trust in God. Daniel went to his house. He went upstairs to his praying ground. He opened the windows that opened towards Jerusalem. Got down on his knees, like he always did. Three times a day he knelt there and he prayed to the Almighty God, thanking him and praising him for all that he had done in his life. Brought him from Jerusalem unto Babylon, a strange land. God watched over him, and the king found favor in him, and he was exalted above all the other Babylonians. Ain't God all right? During the time of his captivity, the Jews were instructed to pray three times a day. Daniel chose to live for God and not compromise his faith for no one, even the king. Abraham prayed in the morning. Isaac prayed in the afternoon. Jacob prayed in the evening. King David prayed three times a day. The Apostle Paul prayed three times for God to remove the thorn from his flesh. Jesus prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ain't God all right? They came and found him praying. And when they found him praying, they went straight to the king and reminded him of a royal decree, stating that anyone who was caught praying to any god will be thrown in the lion's den. Ain't God all right? You see, a decree is a legal proclamation. The king, against his own will, he had to honor it. Oh, King Darius, he tried his best to get Daniel out of this mess. The Bible said he struggled with this until the sun was going down. But his conspirators would not let it go. When they brought Daniel to the lion's den, King Darius told Daniel that thy God, whom thou hast served, he will deliver thee. And God, all right. The king said, Daniel, I hate to put you in the lion's den, but the same God that you prayed to in the moment, you
Y'all know how Pastor Shaw would do it.